Welcome to Brookfield Perspectives, a podcast from Brookfield that explores how the firm invests in the backbone of the global economy. What do we mean by that? The things you interact with every day that you may not even think about, like wind turbines, water treatment facilities, cell towers, and office buildings. Investing in these critical assets helps support and accelerate the pace of progress in businesses and communities around the world. I'm Lauren Steffi, and I've been writing about energy and investing for the better part of three decades. I'll be your guide as we meet the business leaders at one of the world's largest alternative asset managers. We'll talk about how to spot trends early, what it takes to turn contrarian ideas into opportunities, and how to uncover the next great company. And we'll go on site where the rubber meets the road at innovative companies and projects around the globe. Our current arc of the series covers digitalization and how it's touching on different sectors of the economy. That includes an industry that might seem as physical as it gets, real estate. But in this episode, we'll unpack a new technology that's expanding across the real estate landscape called a digital twin. It integrates data sources across equipment and systems and displays that data in a true spatial context, providing a path to lowering costs, saving energy, and offering differentiated experiences to tenants. My guests today are Sabrina Canner, Executive Vice President of Development, Design, and Construction for Development at Brookfield Properties, and Ian Siegel, a client partner at Willow, a company that provides digital twin technology to Fortune 500 companies and other owners of real estate, including Brookfield. Thanks for being with us. I'm going to ask each of you to introduce yourself and give a little bit of your background. Sabrina, why don't we start with you?
Sure. I'm Sabrina Canner, Executive Vice President of Development, Design, and Construction for Brookfield Properties. I've been here for over 40 years, so have been involved with development of many buildings, most recently Manhattan West.
Hey, good morning. My name's Ian Siegel. I'm an account director with Willow. My background, I'm actually coming from the building industry as well. Used to work as a licensed architect and have always been a bit fascinated by the technology side of design and construction. So that's ultimately where my entry point into the world of operational technology, digital twins, and technology solutions for the built environment brought me into the world of Willow and implementing smart building solutions for owners of portfolios of real estate and infrastructure.
Speaking of smart building technology, one of the things we really wanted to get into is this concept of a digital twin. And I know it's a term that gets thrown around a lot, but if we could start by maybe explaining what a digital twin is and why a building owner or manager would want to have one.
So the funny thing is, if you ask 10 people what a digital twin is, you'll probably get 10, maybe even more answers. Willow, for the longest time, pitched ourselves as a digital twin solution for the built environment. And we found that there's actually so much noise around the term digital twin in the industry. We're a platform solution that helps owners of commercial real estate or portfolios of facilities. We activate the data of our customers to help them reduce energy consumption, reduce carbon emissions, reduce operating costs, and hit their targets. And we use digital twin technology as a means to that end.
I asked Sabrina to explain how the digital twin actually works from a practical standpoint.
So today, whenever we're designing anything of significance, we're designing in 3D models. So it's natural to take that model and use it as a platform for building documentation. Used to be several years ago, we had a room filled with paper copies of drawings. And if something were to go wrong in a mechanical system, the building engineer went into this Byzantine room and unpacked shop drawings, searched around for the location that he was after. And maybe those drawings were up to date, maybe they weren't, but it was a process that was completely inefficient, might take months, and might never lead you to exactly the information that you need. Given that we're already designed and our documentation is digital, it was very easy to upload this information to Willow and provide our building engineers with iPads. So for instance, something is going wrong in a building, the building engineer will take out his iPad, locate that area, and may find a piece of equipment there that maybe isn't operating optimally, And right there on his iPad, it tells him whether or not that piece of equipment is under warranty. And there's a phone number and all the manufacturing information about that piece of equipment that allows him to call in a repair immediately. It allows us to not only optimize operations, as Ian was saying, in terms of energy efficiency and decarbonization, but it also enhances our customer and client experience.
Obviously, it's great to have all that information at your fingertips and whatnot, but it does more than that, right? I mean, this actually produces 3D representations of buildings and all the things that are in it. Just seems like this is almost science fiction in a lot of ways. Walk us through a little bit about how this works.
So in the case of buildings like 1 Manhattan West, 2 Manhattan West, 660 Fifth Avenue, those are a couple of the buildings that Willow and Brookfield were working together on during the construction stage. And the construction stage is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to gather all of the information about the building, the equipment, the systems, directly from the contractors who are purchasing and installing that equipment. So we're able to get manufacturer information, model numbers, serial numbers. We can work with the commissioning team to get all of the ideal data about how the building is supposed to run. So with all of that data in hand, what digital twin solution like the Willow platform is able to do is to, on an ongoing basis, monitor the way that the equipment and building systems are running. We do that through an integration to systems like the building management system, the BMS, which is where all the heating and cooling data and ventilation data comes from. We integrate to systems like the electrical submetering system, so you could see exactly how much electricity or steam or other utilities are being consumed in different parts of the building. We integrate to the access control solution so that you have a good understanding of how many people are accessing the building each day, which companies they work for, and approximately where in the building they might be taking the elevator and situated at different points throughout the day. So by bringing all of those different data streams together, what you're then able to do is run analytics on that data. So for example, a facilities manager or property manager might be interested in understanding, well, next week is a holiday. I need to schedule how many people on my team need to come into work. How many people badged into my building last year? What were my heating and cooling trends like last year? Was I heating and cooling the space as if it was fully occupied? Are there changes that I can make this year to help avoid paying so much for energy that isn't necessary? And those types of skills that live in the heads of people that manage buildings, like the property managers and the chief engineers and the teams of experts who are operating Brookfield buildings every single day, being able to combine those skills with the data that's flowing through the digital twin platform can help automatically generate insights. So as Sabrina mentioned before, maybe if there's a particular part of the building that's having an impact on tenant comfort, being able to very quickly navigate to a piece of equipment, pull up the documentation that came straight from the contractor that purchased and installed that equipment, as well as being fed information about, well, what other pieces of equipment are upstream of that piece of equipment? Where's the electrical panel that serves electricity to that piece of equipment? Where do I need to go to cut power to this unit and maintain it as quickly as possible to get things up and running and get my tenant comfortable even before they notice that there's been an issue? Those are a couple of the different ways that the digital twin platform supports operations for customers like Brookfield.
So I'm trying to imagine what this looks like. If I'm a building manager and I open my iPad, what do I see? Is it a physical representation of the building? Is it like a schematic? What am I looking at?
It's a one-line image that represents a three-dimensional model. So if you love a building, you will find this image actually very beautiful. It allows you to tilt it, turn it, and move around within the area. So it's visually very representational.
Willow gives a handful of different ways of looking at the digital twin to a variety of different user personas. One of those views certainly is a 3D representation of the building, so you can very quickly navigate to a particular floor or a particular space and do things like turn off the ceiling and see exactly what equipment is behind the ceiling of the room that you're sitting in. We've actually had some situations where there were Brookfield property staff at the building. There were other Brookfield experts in other parts of the country. There were vendors that were on other continents, and they were all on the phone looking at the 3D representation of a particular part of a building, making decisions about capital upgrades or how to best make a particular kind of improvement. So bringing that level of 3D visualization is certainly one of the ways that a digital twin supports property management and building engineers, especially when they're solving those kinds of problems and communicating with others that can benefit from a really clear view of what a space looks like or how a system is configured. We also provide other views of the building through things like dashboards. We reconfigure data that usually is presented for engineers on the BMS, but we reconfigure that data so that it makes a lot of sense for property managers to very quickly have oversight over which parts of the building might be presenting conditions that aren't as comfortable as they could be for the tenants that occupy those tenant suites. Rather than the property manager having to log into the BMS and look at a very engineer-centric view of how the equipment and systems are performing, being able to look at a dashboard that's presented in line with how a property manager thinks helps them be proactive about how they can have conversations with their tenants, set their expectations, and ultimately contribute to tenant retention. We present views of the data that allow you to very quickly and easily understand how different systems and spaces and components of the building are all related. For example, if there's an air conditioning unit that has a history of not performing up to spec, what are the parts of the building that that piece of equipment serves? Who are the tenants that are affected by this piece of equipment? Being able to go and very easily see what's the history of maintenance that's taken place so that you can make a well-informed decision about, do I go ahead and repair this piece of equipment yet again? Or is it time for us to replace this piece of equipment and avoid this problem from coming back and affecting these tenants in the future, especially if it's at a critical time in their lease that they might be making decisions about whether or not they renew their lease for another period.
I would also add that a tenant can actually install their own digital twin within our digital twin system. And the same array of information that's available on the base building equipment side is available to a tenant. So if they wanted to fine-tune their comfort levels, their optimal operations, that's all available to them as well and becomes extraordinarily powerful when a tenant overlays their system on our system. So we have engaged with many of our tenants and are encouraging them to also upload their information, which is, again, in three dimensions, has all been designed already and provides an enormous amount of information and control.
One of the ways where Brookfield is really leading the pack in terms of using and adopting digital twin technology is interfacing directly with your tenants. When you have a tenant who's also willing to integrate their systems to a platform like this and exchange data with Brookfield, that's where there's really true opportunity for collaboration to see real reduction in energy consumption and carbon emissions.
In some real estate markets, reducing energy usage isn't just good for the bottom line, it's mandated by law. For example, New York's Local Law 97 requires stricter energy efficiency and greenhouse gas emission limits by this year.
Looking at regulations like Local Law 97, Brookfield and other commercial real estate portfolio owners are absolutely going to need to have a level of collaboration and transparency with their tenants in order to be able to avoid the types of fines that are coming down the pipe. So the digital twin solution that Brookfield is adopting is absolutely of interest to several key tenants at Manhattan West and other buildings throughout the Brookfield New York office portfolio. And for the first time, we're seeing an interest in that level of collaboration and transparency between landlord and tenant that we haven't seen even just a couple of years ago.
So walk us through One Manhattan West and how the system is coming into play there.
Sure. One Manhattan West is the first building where Brookfield and Willow collaborated on a digital twin implementation. I believe it was July of 2020 or so when the platform came online. And being able to have that level of visibility into the different equipment and systems and the layout of all of those things within the building was something that was new to Brookfield. The key areas that Brookfield recognized there was an opportunity for productivity gains, primarily in training new staff that were learning the building for the first time, collaborating with tenants and with vendors who were working on the tenant fit outs and the improvements to the building shortly after it opened and as tenants were moving in, being able to bring that level of transparency. But most recently, we've identified just over the past couple of months about $345,000 worth of energy cost savings. That's about 17 cents a square foot just through the systems that we've integrated to. One Manhattan West is a 2.1 million square foot building. I think about 6 million square feet of the Brookfield portfolio that either Willow is on today or we are currently implementing are new buildings or significant retrofits like 660 Fifth Avenue. About 13 million square feet of the portfolio are existing assets like the Grace Building, like 5 Manhattan West, and a variety of others at Brookfield Place. And we're integrating to the same systems that are available at those properties to really identify where are the opportunities for cost and energy savings and reduction in carbon emissions across the portfolio.
I believe we're entering a transformative phase with generative AI. And I think that there is unlimited potential almost to this tool, where initially you might seek out a piece of equipment that may not be operating optimally. Through Digital Twin, there may be three or four components that are at play here, and think that there is real potential to actually leverage these one off of the other. We have understood that a greater level of controls, and through the BMS, as Ian was explaining, provides an optimization of energy consumption and decarbonization ultimately. This tool really enhances that and has the ability to take it up exponentially. So we're actually very excited to see what this brings in the future. And everybody's watching how AI will impact every facet of industry. But here, the building industry, I think, is ripe for just the power that AI can bring. So I would love to hear what Ian feels about that. You have to be very excited about it.
Oh, absolutely. One of the ways that we set the Willow platform up at each of our customer sites is we use a type of database to store and organize this information that's called a knowledge graph. So even though we've used the terminology before, oh, we'll do a digital twin of your building, what we actually do is we create a digital twin, not just of the building, but of each of the pieces of equipment in the building. We take inventory of the systems in the building. We take inventory of the different spaces like levels and rooms and tenant suites in the building. And the way that the knowledge graph works is we establish relationships between all of those different things. So for example, several different AC units and VAV boxes and mechanical equipment. Sure, those are all different pieces of equipment and different parts of the building, but they might all have a relationship to one another because they all are part of what we call the supply air conditioning system. Those different pieces of equipment are put into relationship with the spaces that they serve. So an air handling unit or an air conditioning unit might serve an entire floor at One Manhattan West, but maybe there are two tenant suites on that floor, and those tenant suites are occupied by companies, Company A and Company B. That piece of equipment that serves those different areas also has an electrical panel that's serving electricity to it. It has a chiller that's chilling coolant that's ultimately cooling the air that this air conditioning unit is blowing around. So being able to identify and map out all of these different relationships among equipment, systems, places, and people, the companies that take space in Brookfield's buildings, that ultimately is the framework that enables things like machine learning and artificial intelligence to create value for our customers. All of that type of framework for artificial intelligence is really what's unique about a digital twin solution.
So I'm wondering how granular this information gets. If you have, let's say, an air handler and it shows that it's malfunctioning, can it actually help diagnose the problem? And how far down can that go? Can it tell you if it's something like a bad capacitor? Can it identify the component that's failed? Or does that still require a separate investigation by a maintenance crew or something like that?
Yeah, it certainly can get to that level of granularity. Ultimately, it depends what kind of data is coming into the platform. And that usually means what data can we get out of the BMS? What data can we get out of an electrical submetering system? Maybe that particular piece of equipment is being submetered and we can correlate how much energy is being used by that unit as well as the sensor data from the unit itself on the BMS. depending on the age of the system, you might be able to get some of that information. Certainly newer buildings like One Manhattan West, there's a bit more information for us to work with. But even in existing assets, like the 13 million square feet or so that we're deploying across the New York office portfolio for Brookfield today, just by being able to correlate how different pieces of equipment are behaving in relationship to one another is oftentimes enough for us to help identify on an automated basis. We're focusing quite a bit on HVAC today, especially as it relates to occupancy as the greatest opportunity for reducing energy costs and carbon emissions today, just because it's sort of the low-hanging fruit that's in front of us at the moment. But we recognize that there's lots of opportunities to do things like monitor water utility meters to make sure that we're avoiding water waste. We're starting to look at opportunities that take occupancy into consideration and right-sizing the amount of outside air that's being brought into a building so that certainly you're bringing enough oxygen and fresh air into the building to support the cognitive function that Brookfield's tenants are looking forward to in taking a space at a Class A office building like yours, but making sure that you're not bringing in so much outside air that you're actually spending quite a bit on the energy that goes into filtering, conditioning, and blowing that air throughout the building. So you don't necessarily need to pick and choose between being sustainable and saving money. You can optimize both of those factors together with things like delivering the most productive and comfortable environment for your tenants as possible.
You mentioned earlier, you kind of walked us through how it's great when you have a new build, you can gather all this information and feed it into the system. Talk a little bit about existing buildings, older buildings. How do you adapt the system to gather all this data that in some cases, some of this equipment could be years old, maybe a lot of the specs or whatever are not as readily available. How does it work with an older building?
Sure. The way that we approach older buildings is usually through integrations to the systems that we talked about before, the building management system where you're going to get the heating, cooling, air conditioning, ventilation data, any electrical submetering or utility metering at the property. We connect to the utility bills so that we have a good baseline in terms of how much utilities are consumed at the property, as well as systems like the access control solution that helps us understand occupancy trends, both on the total building as well as a tenant by tenant basis. With those data streams in place, the Willow team works with the Brookfield property team and the chief engineer to fill in any gaps that might be missing in the documentation. If we need to fill any gaps, a lot of times the chief engineer and the chief engineer's team has those answers in mind. They might not just be documented on paper that was accessible at the time. So we collaborate closely with the property and engineering teams, usually at the beginning and toward the end of the implementation process, to make sure that we've built an accurate map of the building out, especially as all the equipment and systems and spaces are related to one another. From there, once we launch at the property, we have an ongoing touch point with the Brookfield property and engineering teams to make sure that as insights are being generated for reduction of cost or energy savings or carbon emissions, any of the insights that are coming out of the Willow platform are realistic, they're achievable, they're relevant to the building, and in areas where they need to be fine-tuned, we do that in direct communication and collaboration with the Brookfield teams. If the insights that are coming out of the platform aren't useful to our customers, then what's the point of a digital twin?
Sabrina, I'm wondering, given your perspective on all this, what was it like before you had all this data? Can you compare and contrast the old days to now?
I think the one thing across the board the digital twin allows us to do is improve the experience of our occupants. Beforehand, an area of the building was running hot, running cold. It might continue to do that for months while we chase down manually or in the field with a flashlight, trying to find the source of the problem and come up with a solution. And it was very often hit or miss and a source of great aggravation, as you can imagine, and frustration for our tenants. Not a great situation for us. So again, the speed and precision of diagnostics here and time to repair is critical to enhancing that experience. But it kind of goes beyond that as well, because we've seen over the course of the last few years, our tenant base is very interested in carbon reduction. This has become front and center in discussions across various companies, and they're being motivated to take up these discussions by their employee base. So this is a topic of conversation everywhere, and it allows us to reassure our tenants that we are doing everything we can possibly do to optimize for their comfort, but also for their carbon footprint and ours as well.
So I'm wondering what challenges you ran into as you were adopting this technology and what lessons you took from that, how that helped perhaps the process go smoother in later buildings or later projects.
I think the first building that we did, One Manhattan West, we put in a basic number of sensors. And I think we revisited that, I don't know, six times. I think we came back and added more sensors. Oh, we need to know this. We'd love to know this. And I think as we're approaching buildings today, we understand the level of information that's available to us and how to access that. So we're installing more sensors to begin with. I think we also understood the power of knowledge about who is using our buildings when. And so how our buildings are being occupied is a big part of this equation that we didn't initially take up. And now it's a very important part of the equation for us and something that we tap into right away.
Yeah, we're certainly more targeted about the outcomes that we're looking to drive through the use of this technology, as opposed to let's integrate to as many data sources as we can and see what we can do with the data later on. And occupancy was certainly one of those data sources that we identified together was going to be extremely valuable. The fact that One Manhattan West has a people counting solution in place that helps the property manager understand approximately how many people are on any given floor of the building is one of the major data sets that's helping contribute to the significant amount of cost and energy reduction opportunities that we're identifying through the use of the Willow platform. Occupancy is a major ingredient in being able to optimize the way that the heating and cooling systems and other systems in the building are operating to make sure that you're focusing on the high priority areas where your tenants are occupying the space.
I think it's also an important source of information for Brookfield beyond our own portfolio. It's our hope that as more people install digital twins, Willow will be able to tell us, you can expect this kind of occupancy from this size tenant. You can expect this benchmark of energy usage from this type of tenant. This is all very useful information as we project in the future what our carbon usage will be, not only here in New York for Local Law 97 coming in 2024, but looking beyond in 2030. So how do we ramp up? How do we ramp down? What do we do in response to that information to make sure that we're in compliance at every threshold? So feeding into a larger database is also important to us.
Sabrina, what was the most surprising thing that you found about implementing digital twin technology? What surprised you the most about it?
I think the power of the information, like how readily we could fix a problem. It's really like night and day. After having decades of searching through shop drawings and climbing through plan rooms, only to be frustrated because you can't find the information that you need, to be able to pull that up in seconds is pretty astonishing. It's really, really powerful. So I think that was probably the nicest surprise, although we understood it on an intellectual level. When you're in the field and you're able to answer that call and satisfy that tenant so quickly, that's actually very rewarding.
The ability to automatically take action is probably what's most surprising to me, especially in terms of not just how valuable that is today, but how valuable it's going to be just over the next couple of years. Like we've talked about how the Willow platform combines data and is able to activate that data to produce insights for cost and energy savings. But where that's going in the immediate future is enabling things like intelligent load management. So bringing in cost and emissions data about the energy grid, not just directly from the building, but the energy grid that's powering the building. When is electricity most expensive due to peak demand? When are carbon emissions generated by the grid highest because they're burning coal to meet demand instead of using cleaner energy sources? When you introduce battery storage into the equation, you introduce the ability to decide when the building is buying power from the grid versus when you rely on the power that you've stored behind the meter in battery banks within the building or on the property. So the same technology that's in place at One Manhattan West today, Five Manhattan West, Grace Building, the buildings that are coming online to the Willow platform across Brookfield's portfolio today, that same technology is built to handle that logic that helps a building determine when do you draw power from the grid or from behind the meter storage to avoid peak demand costs and local law 97 penalties. So the fact that the technology is real today, creating real value with a very clear pathway to the challenges of the immediate future, is one of the areas that I'm most excited in continuing to work with Brookfield.
That's all for today's episode. Thanks to Sabrina and Ian for sharing their perspectives. You can check out any of our other episodes about digitalization wherever you listen, and stay tuned for more from Brookfield Perspectives. Audiation.